Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for standing by, and welcome to the Elderly Disabled LTC Transition conference call. At this time, all participants are in a listen-only mode. After the speaker presentation, there will be a question-and-answer session. To ask a question during the session, you will need to press star one on your telephone. Please be advised that today's conference is being recorded. If you require any further assistance, please press star zero. I would now like to hand the conference over to your speaker, Kim Burnham. Please go ahead, ma'am.
Thank you, Sydney. Good morning, everybody. I just want to thank you all for participating in our first eligibility transition rapid response call. What I want to state is effective January 1st, 2020, KDHE will assume full responsibility for processing eligibility for the elderly, disabled, and long-term care medical programs. Beginning September 2019 through December 2019, the eligibility workload will be phased over to KDHE from our contractor, our eligibility contractor, Maximus, to ensure the transition of this process of processing to the state and make sure it's going smoothly, and to hear about any issues emerging early on. KDHE and Maximus are holding these calls. The calls will occur on Wednesdays at 10 a.m. until December 18th, 2019. KDHE and Maximus staff will be on the line to provide updates, announcements, and take questions from stakeholders related to the transition. All calls will be recorded and a transcript made available on our CanCare website, www.cancare.ks.gov. One thing I do want to mention is there may be situations brought up that involve cases or individuals, and I ask that no names or Social Security numbers or date of birth be given. What we will do is we will take the person that is reporting the issue, take their name and number, and then after the call, we will follow up with you to receive that individual's information. So just I want to be very clear about that. These calls are recorded and transcripts, and they're put on our public website. I do not want to have any protected information out there on individuals. So thank you in advance for that. First, KDHE will provide a status update, and then we will open the line up for questions. So I'm going to go right into the current status and where we're at. So on September 3rd, 2019, we transitioned Medicaid eligibility processing from Maximus to the state for 50 nursing facilities. During this month, we plan on smoothing out any rough edges. Any known issues from September 3rd to today, we have been having calls on a daily basis to discuss any of those issues over the last week, and so the following will be a report of those issues. We have received minimal phone calls to the state NF Unit 1 and minimal calls to the Clearinghouse Call Center. Of the few calls we have received, we have sampled a few of those and listened to the recordings of those calls, and we're working to ensure that we have smooth transitions from the call center to our state staff, and also that call center and state staff understand each other's roles. So we have done samplings and recordings of those calls, and we are working with Maximus to make sure that we are efficient and that we are transferring correctly and appropriately. The second thing I do want to mention is we received information today from Maximus that two facilities contacted Maximus yesterday stating that they had not been able to reach state staff. I wanted to advise that state staff are currently reaching out to those two facilities, and I will personally be contacting the administrator of these two facilities to ensure that they truly understand what the process is now that the state has taken over, ensuring that they have the correct phone numbers and email addresses. I will also be alerting the nursing facility associations of these who these two facilities are and asking for their assistance to reach out to them also so that we can make sure these two facilities understand the process. The third thing I want to mention is we do receive email communication. I know the last report I had is we received two emails from facilities. One was related to billing, and the other was regarding an allowance of a due and owing nursing facility bill, and when we checked, it had already been allowed. So that is my brief and current status. We've been at this a week. I'm very encouraged, and at this point, Sydney, I would be open to questions. So if we can open that up to the participants, let's do that. Sydney, I'm not hearing you.
Thank you. As a reminder, to ask a question, you will need to press star 1 on your telephone. To withdraw your question, please press the pound key. Please stand by while we compile the Q&A roster. Again, that is star 1 on your telephone to ask a question. And I'm not showing any questions at this time.
All right. Well, if there's no questions, I think.
Give them a few minutes.
Oh, okay. We'll give you, Sydney, can we give them a minute or so just to see if anybody has some thoughts and they just haven't had a chance?
Of course, I'll let you know if anyone queues up.
Okay, thank you.
Once again, ladies and gentlemen, to ask a question, you will need to press star 1 on your telephone keypad. Our first question comes from the line of Linda. You may ask your question.
Hi, Kim. Linda with KHCA. Just wondered what the number of folks on the call today was.
I believe, based on what Sydney told me this morning, it is 13 participants. And then we also have a leader phone number that's for people who are speaking. So I have representatives from Maximus and also from the state, but we have 13 participants.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you. And I'm not showing any further questions at this time.
Again, Sydney, I think we'll give it another minute to allow people to decide if they have a question. Thank you.
And we do have another question, and that question comes from the line of Joy Thomas. Your line is open. Joy, if your line is on mute, please unmute. If your phone is on speaker, please put your hands up.
Thank you. Can you hear me now? My understanding is that the state is providing access for the facilities now directly to state staff on questions and concerns. Is that going to be available in the future for medical representatives or other authorized parties on cases?
Hi, Joy. This is Kim Burnham, Director of Eligibility. And yes, we will have availability for medical reps, conservators, guardians, families to be able to speak directly with an eligibility worker. We ask that individuals call the 1-800 number with the clearinghouse. That's how they do it today. And then the clearinghouse call center will then transfer the call to the appropriate state worker that can speak with the medical rep, conservator, guardian, or family.
Okay. And when will that start?
What we're doing is we are phasing in the workload from Maximus to the state. Currently, we have around 50 nursing homes, and any resident of that nursing facility who is Medicaid or pending Medicaid will be processed by state staff. And so what we're doing is each month from September to December, we will be phasing in more and more facilities and more of the workload. So the best thing to do is to go ahead and call the 1-800 number, and then if it's the state's responsibility, they will make sure you're transferred. Otherwise, Maximus will be handling that case. But we will have transferred the total workload at the beginning of December. So that's the time frame for that.
Great. Thank you very much.
Yeah. Thank you for your question, Joy.
Once again, ladies and gentlemen, press star 1 on your telephone to ask a question. And I'm not showing any further questions at this time.
Okay. We'll give it another minute or two, Sydney. Thank you.
And we do have another question, and the question comes from an unnamed line. Your line is open.
We would like to know when a resident comes in and we call the care office to get a care assessment done, if they wait 5 days to come out and do that care assessment, we want to know why we're being punished by Medicaid not starting until the date of the care assessment.
Hi, this is Kim Burnham, Director of Eligibility. Would I be able to get your name and contact information so that I can follow up with you on that situation?
Yes, you may.
Okay.
This is Cindy Clausen from Wheat State Manor, and our phone number is 316-799-2181.
Okay. Thank you for providing your name, Sydney, and I know we've had conversations in the past. I know you've had conversations with my staff. What I'll do is I'll reach out to you and we'll find out if we can get specific information and cases and go from there.
Thank you.
Thank you, Sydney.
Thank you once again, ladies and gentlemen. Please press star 1 on your telephone to ask a question. And I'm showing no further questions at this time. I'm showing no further questions at this time. I would now like to turn the call back to Kim Burnham.
Okay. Thanks, Sydney. Well, I just want to say I appreciate the questions we've received, and I appreciate everybody's time participating in this call. Again, I just want to remind everybody we will be having this call every Wednesday at 10 a.m., and I look forward to the next call. And just to let Cindy know from Wheat State Manor, I'll be following up with you, okay? Thank you very much. And everybody have a wonderful day, and we'll be in touch next Wednesday.
Ladies and gentlemen, this concludes today's conference call. Thank you for participating, and you may now disconnect. Speakers, please stand by.